Let's continue with the story that started off on yesterday morning's Nolan show, that continued into last night's Nolan television show, and now is back on the next day's radio show. Such is the reaction from you. Police are investigating a Belfast preacher's attack on the Islamic faith. Pastor James McConnell's comments have been condemned by the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness. They've been described as inflammatory by the Belfast Islamic Centre, and the police say they are investigating a hate crime motive. But Pastor McConnell is standing by a sermon about the planned execution of a Christian woman in Sudan. Here are some of the most controversial comments in that sermon.
Islam's ideas about God, about humanity, about salvation are vastly different from the teaching of the Holy Scriptures. Islam is heathen. Islam is satanic. Islam is a doctrine spawned in hell. Now, people say there are good Muslims in Britain. That may be so. But I don't trust them. Enoch Powell was right. And he lost his career because of it. Enoch Powell was a prophet. And he told us that blood would flow in the streets. And it has happened. 15 years ago, Britain was concerned of IRA sales right throughout the nation. They'd done a deal with the IRA because they were frightened of being bombed. Today, a new evil has arisen. There are cells of Muslims right throughout Britain. Can I hear an amen?
Well, that is from one of the highest profile pastors in Northern Ireland. Thousands of people go to his church. I can tell you there's massive reaction already this morning. If I look at this computer screen on the phones, 08459 555 678. We're going to speak to Mohammed Shafiq, a commentator and chief executive of the Ramadan Foundation, a Muslim organisation, in just a second or two. But first of all, let's just remind you that I went up to Pastor McConnell's church at his Whitewell Metropolitan Tabernacle in North Belfast yesterday and challenged him about his comments.
I preached this sermon on Sunday night, pronounced a benediction, said goodnight to everybody and went home and had a bowl of cornflakes. And look what's happened.
Well, look what's happened. And now you've had time to reflect on it, do you not regret what you've said?
No. Because what I said was the truth, and what I said was from my heart. And could I say to you, Stephen, there's not a Muslim out there, or any person, I wouldn't hurt a hair of their head. Muslims come to this church and listen to me every week.
Well, I wonder if they'll be coming back anymore.
Well,
they were
out at the prayer meeting on Monday night.
Well, can I just read some of the words to you that you've said in this sermon?
Yes.
Now, people may say there are good Muslims in Britain. That may be so, but I don't trust them. So you don't trust a whole group of people who happen to be Muslims. I don't trust them.
Let me qualify that.
You didn't qualify it on the night.
Okay, I'll qualify now. The reason why I don't trust them, the Muslim has a Sharia law. And if the Sharia law controls every Muslim, and if the Sharia law said, kill Stephen Nolan, you would be killed. Said, kill Jim McConnell.
That is not true. And that is a deeply, not just offensive thing to say, but potentially a dangerous thing for a man in your position to say.
No, it's not. Because it's the truth. It's the truth, Stephen. And that Sharia law is a difficult law, and they have to abide by that law. Also, I said that, and I said it with earnestness. There's a young woman who's going to be hanged soon. Because she accepted Christianity from the Muslim faith. This is in Sudan.
Just as Christians will interpret a Bible in different ways, so therefore will Muslims. And for you to suggest that every Muslim will adhere strictly to Sharia law is absolute nonsense. There are different shades of Muslim. There are different types of Muslim.
Yes, I agree with
just
that.
Just as there are different interpretations of Christianity.
That. I agree with that. But I'm telling you, there are the aggressive Muslims, and there's millions of them. And they're gathering momentum. They're trying to take over the world. They're going to take over Britain. There's cell groups right throughout Britain. They're going to do this.
When you say cell groups, what do you mean?
I mean men who are trained with violence. I know there are good people among the Muslim people, but they are controlled by this law. And while they are controlled, they are dangerous.
So you don't trust any of them but for that reason?
I don't trust them. No, I don't trust
none
them.
Of them?
None of them. Say the nitty-gritty came and the authorities of Muslim said, we want you to dissociate yourself with this man, McConnell. We want you to hurt him and harm him. I believe they'd do it.
When those Muslims who you believe could hurt you, and it is a deeply offensive thing to say to them, where you believe that they would hurt you, you don't afford them the right to their individuality, their sense of morality, and their sense that they wouldn't
come off it, Stephen. I do give them that.
Well, then stop but sending them the message that you think if they're given an instruction they would hurt you.
No, it's not a stupid thing to say because of the Sharia law. Definitely. Look at it. And I stand by that. Now let the police come to me, whatever they want to do. I'll take my stand in front of my congregation. Let my congregation judge me, but they know me and they love me. And this country knows me, and I've proved myself to this country. The Bible tells me that I have to treat, now listen to terminology, the stranger that is within my gates, I have to treat him or her with honour, with dignity and with kindness. I believe in doing that.
But you don't follow all of the Bible.
I do my best to follow all of
it. All of the Bible?
All of the Bible, yes. Right. I do my best.
Well, that's interesting. Leviticus 20, verse 10.
Go on, tell me.
If a man commits adultery with another man's wife, with the wife of his neighbour, both the adulterer and the adulteress are to be put to death.
Yes.
Do you follow that?
Yes, well, that was in the Old Covenant.
Do you believe that someone should be put to death for committing adultery?
No,
well,
no,
it's there in the Bible.
No. No, that was in the old Mosaic law.
How am I not sitting here looking at a hypocrite who suggests that every Muslim is owned by Sharia law, will not use their own sense of morality, their own sense of judgment in order to decide whether they've got to adhere to Sharia law, and yet you're sitting there able to say that you'll interpret bits of the Bible as that suits you, but a Muslim
no,
can't.
No, I'm not interpreting
their
faith. It as
you are interpreting Leviticus
you.
Chapter 20.
Well, I'm telling
it's there in black and white.
No, listen, Stephen. Jesus interpreted Leviticus.
Let me read to you some of what you said in this sermon church on Sunday night, which you stand over.
Yeah.
Islam is heathen. Mm-hmm. Islam is satanic. Mm-hmm. Islam is a doctrine spawned in hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe that. I respect the right to their faith.
Well, none of them are trustworthy, according to you.
Definitely not, because I know. Look at the young soldier who was beheaded in Britain.
You're taking isolated incidents.
No. What about the 200 children kidnapped?
You're taking
isolated?
You're taking isolated incidents.
Come on, is that isolated?
Yes, it is.
Come on, Stephen. 200. Look at the others. Look at the hundreds. Now, this is not isolated. Now, we're getting serious now. We're not toying with each other. Look at the hundreds that have been tortured and martyred in different Muslim countries. Hundreds of them. Churches burned. Now listen, here's where the point
and
I want
to... Christianity has never been involved in violence?
Oh, Christianity is a farce at times.
Right.
And I admit that.
But you wouldn't label every Christian as a farcical person, as a violent person,
no,
as someone that
not.
Doesn't merit integrity, as someone that cannot be trusted.
Yes,
but
right.
You do afford those attributes to people of the Muslim faith.
That's right. The Muslim faith is a faith of violence.
So you're a hypocrite, sir.
No, I'm not a hypocrite. A hypocrite is an actor. I'm not an actor.
Have you thought about looking within yourself as to whether you are a racist? And no. Let me tell you the substance of that question. To label You see, it's interesting of how you look at me very sternly when I talk about what you may be, but you're very, very quick to label a whole community in Northern Ireland. Very quick. You take a whole group of people, you don't afford them the right to have their individuality, and you label a whole group of Muslims in Northern Ireland, all of them, as not meriting trust, as untrustworthy.
Because of the Sharia law.
Because of whatever you wanted to be, you label every single one of them.
No,
a racist?
No, I'm not. Because, listen, this church supports... they've built a village in Ethiopia. Most of the children who come there have been Muslim. We feed 600 children a day. How am I a racist? I raise thousands and thousands of pounds to do this. We also have built a clinic and a church in Kenya. We look after 1,200 children a month with medical attendance.
And Pastor, attention. Can those children not be trusted because they're Muslims either?
Oh, I trust the children. Trust the children.
You know there's capacity within any human being to use their discretion to interpret their faith as they want
that. I would accept it because there's Muslims come here, so they don't do that.
Right. Do you trust the Muslims that walk through this door?
Well, I don't know. I'd say hello to them and greet them and love them.
But do you trust them? Are they untrustworthy people?
Yes,
the Muslims that sit in front of you here?
Yes, I would trust them there.
All right. So all of a sudden now... Every other Muslim in Northern Ireland can't be trusted.
No, don't be funny with me,
I'm
Stephen.
Not being
no,
funny.
You are being funny.
This is
you're
really
poking.
Important.
That's, of course it's important.
It's so important
it's so
when
important.
A man of your influence,
that's
of
right.
your stature
yes,
in Northern
my
Ireland,
stature and influence
says you do not trust them.
I don't trust them.
Which ones?
Those that keep the Sharia law.
The police are launching a race hate telephone support line this week. There are race crimes in Northern Ireland. That are on the increase. Now, to be fair to you, you've been very, very forthright. You condemn violence of all
Absolutely.
Kinds.
Absolutely.
However, what if someone that can be influenced in this community is listening to a man of your stature and they want to hate a Muslim? And the basis of their hate, the seed of it, is you telling them, well, they can't be trusted.
So in other
and
words,
there are cells of them that are involved
that's
in terrorism.
Right, that's right.
So what if?
So, in other words, I've got to shut my mouth. I've got to shut my mouth to please you and to please others. No way will I shut my mouth. I will condemn idolatry, and it is idolatry, and it is heathenism. I will not shut my mouth. I will stand up for Christ, and I will proclaim the gospel. These are people, strangers within our gates. We have allowed them to come in. God bless them. God help them and encourage them. And we will try and meet their need. But I believe they are gathering momentum around the world to take the world over. I'm not shutting my mouth for anybody, not even for the deputy first minister.
Well, let's turn to Martin McGuinness because...
Not even for him.
Well, the deputy first minister has said that he's going to raise your comments with the policing board. He has said, coming in the wake of recent spate of disgraceful racist attacks against families in parts of Belfast and elsewhere, such inflammatory comments only serve to fuel hatred. So he is saying your comments fuel hatred.
Tell him to go to the police and tell him to confess to the police some of the things that he did in the old days, okay? Tell him to do that. He's talking like a set of bagpipes. That's a respect that I have for him.
But he's the deputy first.
I don't care what he is.
He's got a huge mandate from...
I don't care what mandate he's got. I'm preaching God's word, and I believe God's word with all my heart. I'm saying it within my own church, within my own confines. I'm not going outside. I'm doing it. I built this church, worked in this church. I've been in this church 60 years. I've loved the Lord Jesus. I've helped all types of people, and I will continue to do
but
this.
Helping people means not playing any role whatsoever. And any Muslim in Northern Ireland feeling isolated, feeling that they're frightened.
There's no way that
feeling that they've got a label on them, untrustworthy.
No,
come on.
Oh, come on yourself. I know the Muslims. I'm not fooled by them. I have dealt with Christians who have been persecuted by Muslims. I've dealt with them. I've heard their story. I don't trust them. I'm sorry.
Is this hatred in you?
No. I hate nobody. There's not an ounce of hatred in my body.
You sure?
Positive.
You don't trust them. I've seen them. You don't trust them. What is it if it's not
that's
hatred?
It's pure hatred, sir. It is not pure hatred at all.
What is
Just because I'm strong in my disagreement. That's not hatred. Come on, Stephen.
Can you be trusted?
What? Yes, you can trust me. You can.
How do you? But you're a Christian. How can I not? How can I trust you? You're a Christian.
You're all the same.
Listen, every Christian in this country is the same. In fact, you're all untrustworthy.
The Muslim out there.
You all follow the Bible. Every single word of it. Every single one of you put a stamp on you. You can't be trusted. What would happen there?
You're not winning, Stephen.
Would that be a disgraceful comment for me to say?
You're not winning, Stephen.
What do you mean
because
winning?
Because you're not winning this argument. You're not winning it at all.
There are 3,000 Muslims in Northern Ireland, okay? Do you seriously think that minority group can have any influence whatsoever on that woman being hanged?
Well, they could protest, couldn't they? And I could protest with them. And you could protest, couldn't you?
Do you not think that what actually your comments will do will be to make it more likely that that woman will be hanged? Because actually, inflaming a situation. How do you think your comments, if they did reach Sudan, would go down? How do you think if you were to become a martyr, maybe that's what you want to do, and go to Sudan, do you really think it would stop that woman being hanged, or would it precipitate it?
So listen, if they hang her, it will justify all that I have said.
You're being investigated now by the police.
So I hear.
Are you concerned?
No.
Why?
Because I know what I've said is right. And if they throw me in prison, they throw me in prison. I'll go to prison if they throw me in prison.
The Deputy First Minister also said this. It is essential that there is a full and thorough investigation of these comments and their potential to generate further racist attacks.
I said that in the confines of my own congregation.
Your sermon's published online.
I know it is. I know it's online now, but I've said it in the confines. And no harm to Martin Guinness. I don't accept anything that he says. Him and Gerry Adams, the whole lot of them. I don't accept anything.
Why not?
Because of their past.
Forgiveness? Part of Christianity.
It is.
The ability to repent.
That's right.
Part of Christianity.
That's right.
I just want to conclude this interview by asking you this. Do you have any sense of responsibility in yourself that people can be stirred up in Northern Ireland?
Yeah, I know
and
that.
And people can be influenced.
Yes, I know that.
Is there no need for you to reflect on yourself when you've said you'll stand by it, that actually you are a man that needs to change your tone very, very quickly because you've got the splendour of this church around you.
Well, then,
you've got the support of the people. Thousands of people come here.
You say change
your tone.
Influence. I'll just get up and say, Islam is heathen. Islam is devilish. I could say it like that in that tone. But I said it positively and because I believe it. I am not against these people. I don't want to hurt these people. I have no notion of hurting these people. But I know what Muslims do.